And now two stories about parliamentary elections overseas, beginning in Germany. The Social Democratic Party of Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder is in a neck-and-neck race with the main opposition, the Christian Democrats. NPR's Rachel Martin joins me from Berlin. Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Rachel, tell me what Chancellor Schroeder is saying.
Well, Chancellor Schroeder has made it clear that he has every intention of remaining in office. At the Social Democrats' headquarters earlier tonight, Schroeder addressed an enthusiastic crowd of supporters. He said the Social Democrats would form a coalition with him as chancellor. His party has denied expectations by getting roughly 34% of the vote. That's according to early exit polls. And while that's significantly less than the party has done in past elections, it's only about 1% less than what Angela Merkel and the Christian Democrats were able to get.
Now, what about the Christian Democrats? Doesn't their leader want to try to form a coalition government?
Well, if exit polls are accurate, the Christian Democrats did get the largest share of the votes, but again, just barely. And by most accounts, this is a big loss for Angela Merkel and her party. They had wanted and they had expected to win a clear majority so they could form a coalition with their traditional partners, the Free Democrats. Another tough blow was Merkel's performance in East Germany. And as the first candidate from the East, she was expected to do well there, but her party only got about 25% of the Eastern vote. But even if Merkel could form a government with the Free Democrats, she'd have to find a third partner among the Greens or the Left Party, and neither of those is a viable option. So while Merkel has claimed a mandate and she said she's intent on forming a coalition, that is still completely up in the air.
Well, could the two major parties form some sort of grand coalition between them, or are their platforms too different?
A grand coalition at this point looks to be the most likely outcome. This would mean a forced partnership between the Christian Democrats and the Social Democrats. Many voters I spoke with tonight said this would be disastrous because it would, in essence, make bed partners of two very different parties with very different agendas. Both parties agree that economic reforms have to be made, but the scale and the pace are different. Schroeder cut social welfare as part of his economic reforms, but preserved labor protections. And a Merkel government would pass more radical reforms with even deeper cuts to social benefits. And she also wants to raise the value-added tax by 2%. So if the two main parties were to form a so-called grand coalition, many fear that could mean political gridlock in which neither party has the ability to get reforms through, and Germany is then left with a hung parliament.
So where do things stand now?
Well, the party leaders have been meeting tonight, making their respective cases for their preferred coalitions and debating all the possible political permutations. But at this point, there is no clear winner and no clear coalition. So while the official results are still pending, political wrangling is already well underway in determining who will comprise the next German government and who its leader will be. But it could be weeks before the dust settles and all of that's revealed.
NPR's Rachel Martin in Berlin. Thanks.
You're welcome.